reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the need to pray always without ever becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, well, it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being. Because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord. This parable describes to us what real faith does. Real faith continues to persevere in prayer to the Father, knowing that he is good. If a dishonest judge would cave in to this importune woman constantly driving him nuts, how much more would a Father who loves us so much that he sent his only Son be willing to hear our prayers? We need to continue to persevere, and in order for that perseverance to take place, we need to have that deep faith. I think that these are the most haunting lines in all of sacred Scripture, the words that Jesus finishes the Gospel today with. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? It was an open question. Jesus asked it. We can't really answer that question as a whole. We can answer it for ourselves. If he were to come now, would he find at least you truly faithful? Would he find me truly faithful? Or would we just be faking it? On Thursday night, I went to Worcester to hear a speech by Archbishop Charles Chaput, the Archbishop of Philadelphia, probably the most prophetic of all the U.S. bishops, clearly the most honest in terms of his candor in teaching about what the real issues that we face as a culture are. His talk was Catholics in the New Emerging America, that there is an emerging America that he sketched out. It's a place in which, unlike the entirety of the past of our nation, where Christian principles, especially Protestant principles, were enshrined in all our institutions, where every house of prayer would, every house of Congress at the state level or the national level would begin with prayer, where people were comfortable about talking about God, where they recognized that freedom of religion was not just freedom to do what they want to do inside their churches on Sunday, but that faith and public life were integrated. He says, that's now a thing of the past. And we've got to face it straight on with courage. He asked a little bit about the causes for it. He said, the causes are not just because of the ACLU and the atheists out there. The principal cause is most Christians, including most Catholics, have a very lukewarm faith, which really isn't a faith at all. But the solution is for us to grow in faith. I want to read to you some of what he said. My point is this, he declared. The next America that we now see emerging, an America ignorant or cynical toward religion in general and toward Christianity in particular, shouldn't really surprise anyone. It's a new America, but it's made in America. We can blame the mass media or the academy or science or special interest groups for the environment we now face. But we Christians, including we Catholics, helped create it, with our eagerness to fit in, with our distractions, with our overconfidence, and with our own lukewarm faith. Too many people who claim to be Christian simply don't know Jesus Christ. They don't really believe in the Gospels. They feel embarrassed by their religion and vaguely out of step with the times. They may keep their religion for comfort value, or they may adjust it to fit their doubts. But it doesn't reshape their lives because it isn't real. And because it isn't real, it has no transforming effect on their personal behavior, no social force, and few public consequences. Pope Benedict always insists that if our faith is real, it'll transform us totally. Because faith isn't just intellectual assent to certain truths. I believe the world is round, not flat. Faith is a total commitment of ourselves to the God who reveals himself to us. Not a partial commitment. It's all in. It's knocking on that door forever. That's faith. It's not, if there's anybody up there, God, if you really exist, please give me Cheerios after Mass, whatever. It's this real, total commitment. When there's not this total commitment, this total openness, faith has little ability to change us. Archbishop Chaput went on. Instead of Catholics converting the culture through their faith, the culture too often has bleached out the apostolic zeal in Catholics while leaving the brand label intact. We still call ourselves Catholics, but there's nothing inside. Plenty of exceptions exist to this trend, he says, but so far not enough to make a difference. That's why the large number of Catholics in political and economic leadership in our country has such limited effect on our country's direction. A majority of Supreme Court justices were by far the most dominant religion in Congress, but instead we continue to go full throttle down the culture of death because the Catholics in those positions and in the academy and in parishes and in cities and on city councils and in the voting booth, our faith doesn't impact our life anywhere the way it ought to. And then Archbishop Chaput concludes, if we do not know and love Jesus Christ and commit our lives to him and act on what we claim to believe, everything else is empty. But if we do, so much else is possible, including the conversion of at least some in the world around us. The only question that finally matters to any one of us is the one Jesus posed to his apostles. Who do you say that I am? Everything depends on the answer. Faith leads in one direction, the lack of faith in another. But the issue is faith, always and everywhere, whether we're scholars or doctors or priests or lawyers or mechanics. Do we believe in Jesus Christ or don't we? And if we do, what are we going to do about it? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Today we celebrate the feast of St. Josephat, a man of true faith, a man who believed that the Lord wanted us to be one. And despite the death threats that he received in the Ukraine, continued to fight for that in a divided church until his so-called Christian opponents, pretending to be faithful, came and killed him. But he was faithful to the end, and the Lord has given him the reward that comes from true faith, to call him as a good and faithful servant to his eternal Son's right side. Let's ask his intercession that we may be faithful, that when the Lord comes today on the altar, he might find us full of faith in his real presence and in the incredible power of his word that we just heard, and that the Book of Wisdom describes brought about the redemption after the flood. Today's first reading. This is the type of faith that when it's real, will light the world on fire.